Hello, and welcome to The Broke Bingo Addict. This is a podcast that ventures through the wild and crazy world of bingo. This is much more than your grandmother's bingo. My name's Shari, and welcome to this week's episode, which, as always, is for entertainment purposes only. Well, if it's not one bingo event, it's another. And I am so excited to finally say that the event that I've been waiting for at Bosco Tech is finally happening this weekend, and it sold out like in lightning speed, so much so that Paul, the manager, had to open up another room, and I think that's also sold out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be so many TikTokers there that I, you know, have watched and chatted with or whatever that I'll finally get to see in person, actually making a bunch of little gift bags. I hope I have enough for everybody. I'm not sure, but I'm making a buttload of them, so hopefully that'll cover everybody who's there. But again, just so excited to be there and do this event that I know is going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be a long time. That's 2 days, and Paul likes to go the whole time, okay? That's how Paul rolls over at Bosco Tech. So I think everything starting the first day at starts at 3, and I think the second day is starting at 3:30. But anyway, it's going to be a long day either way. You know, the other cool thing is that there's also another kind of, I wouldn't say competing event. It's not a competing event. It's just another event that's happening at the same time. And that's happening at 40 Martyrs. And that also sold out pretty quickly. I think the entire thing is sold out. I don't want to swear to it. You can go try and see about getting in. But I think from what I saw that it also has sold out. And that looks pretty cool. It's a 3-day event, all right? That's 3 days as opposed to 2 days at Bosco Tech. So this is being called their Bingo Extravaganza. It's starting on Friday, June 23rd. And they're having the Manager Madness, okay? I guess all paper games are paying $500, strips are paying $800, and then there's a double action that's sold separately that's paying $1,000, okay? So the buy-in for that day is $50, which is very reasonable. Doors are opening at 4 o'clock, and the games are starting at 5:30. But the big day, I guess, is on Saturday. That's strip night. Okay, they're going to have all paper games paying $1,000, but they're going to have 10 strips paying $1,500. And then again, a sold separately double action that's again going to pay $1,000. But the buy-in for this night is $100. And it's going to start earlier. The doors are going to open at 1 o'clock and the games are going to start at 3. So what's cool about that is that they're going to have an after party on Saturday. And I'm not going to lie, really jealous. I don't think Bosco Tech is having an after party. And we've got some party people out there. So I don't know what happened with that. I don't know why that's not a thing. But we need to make sure that the next time Bosco Tech has an event like this, that somebody organizes an after party. But that said, 40 Martyrs has got it down. They're having an after party with a DJ, dancing and drinking. Okay, so that should be a lot of fun. After that, if everybody's still able to get up the next day on Sunday, June 25th, again, they've got an all-paper game paying $500, strips paying $800, double action sold separately paying $1,000, and again, the buy-in is $50. And this time, it's going to open at 12, and the games are going to start at 2 p.m., so those are the two events that are happening this weekend that I know about, both in California, both in Southern California, but I'm sure there's other stuff going on, and I'm going to talk about a few of them. We talked about the H-Town Bingo Classic 2023 that's happening in Houston, Texas on July 28th and 29th. Now, this is being sponsored by Tanya, the Bingo Addict, and she's recently come up with some more information. We already knew the day and times, but if you go to her website, then she's going to give you some more information, which is that the games are going to be paying $500, okay? That's 35 games that are going to be paying $500. You're going to get two computers with 66 packs, plus you're going to get a paper pack. There's also going to be 70, count them, 70 $100 cash giveaways, okay? So that's something to be really excited about. And the whole thing's only going to cost you $135. That's the buy-in for that event. If you have additional questions, please go to Tanya's website, confessionsofabingoaddict.com, and she's got a drop down there that'll answer some of the questions that you might have, okay? So go check it out. Now, I think most people have heard about the 2-day bingo event that's happening at South Point in Las Vegas coming up in July. I'm definitely going to be going to that one, and we've already talked about it. But here's something else that's going on in Vegas that you may not know about. This is at the Plaza Hotel, formerly the Union Plaza, for those of us who grew up in Las Vegas. Now, they've got an event that they do. I guess it's the same kind of like South Point does. They do it several times a year. They do theirs actually 4 times a year. South Point only does their event 3 times a year. So they call it Super Bingo, okay? And the next one that's coming up is going to be August 7th through the 9th, okay? And what you get is you get 1 6-on paper pack for both days of Super Bingo. You get $2, free drinks all sessions. Hell yeah. You get boxed lunch for both sections and $10 in free slot play for the first day session, okay? The package costs $160 for the entry fee, but there is a $300 hotel and bingo package, okay? So for that, you get the bingo entry fee, but you also get 4-night stay at the hotel. That's from Sunday through Wednesday with no resort fee, so that's a pretty good deal. So what's going to happen, though, for this particular event? On the first day, they play 19 games, each paying $11.99. Then they have a $50,000 super coverall, they have a $5,000 second chance, and they have a $2,500 third chance. Okay, now they're going to do the exact same thing on the second day. But that's a pretty nice event to participate in also, because it's very reasonable. Like I said, I'm excited about South Point. I'm going to South Point, but good God, that sucker can be very, very costly, okay? And this one seems a little bit more reasonable. I'm not doing it this one in August, but I am going to have to check it out on one of the other days that they have. And I know I mentioned that one. I mentioned August, but the next ones that they have are September 11th through the 13th. Then they have October 9th through the 11th. And then they have November 27th through the 29th. So something to keep in mind if you want to go for a nice tournament, you want to get out of town, and you want to do something fun and maybe win a little money. Now, again, under the guise of so much bingo, so little time, it looks like in September we've got another set of competing bingo events going on. But this is kind of cool. One's on the East Coast, one's on the West Coast. So depending on where you are and how convenient it is for you, you've got something to choose from. So the first one I'm going to mention is that Winners Bingo in Stockton, California is going to have something on September 9th and 10th. And I just called, I just confirmed, so that's definitely going to happen. Don't have a lot of information on that right now, other than the fact that, like I said, it is going to happen. But Frank said he's going to be putting out some more information soon, so please keep an eye out for that. And also, when I get that information, I will throw it into another episode and give you some more details about that as soon as I find out what's going on. But also, like I said, this is a competing event at this time. So on those same days on the East Coast, actually, in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, you're going to have Bingo Rocks PA, okay? And now that's being hosted by Melva, the Bingo Fairy, by Raina, Live, Love, Teach Bingo, and by Cody, Bingo Guru, okay? We've talked about this a little bit before to let you know that this event was going to happen, but Raina's been kind enough to put together a lot of information, okay? So if you're a TikToker or if you want this information, please just go ahead, look up Live, Love, Teach Bingo. And she's got so much information there, I can't even tell you. I mean, starting with what to pay for packs, you know, just trying to give some information for people if you're trying to do this very economically, which I think everybody is because there's just so much going on and so much bingo, you got to watch your dollars. But she's giving information about what packs to buy, what kind of combinations, you know, for like extra games, because it seems to me that back in Pennsylvania, they got a lot of stuff going on, okay? I mean, there's so much going on. Like I said, a lot of things there that I've never even heard of. You've got M for Money Machine. You've got Pick 4 Progressive Jackpot. You've got P for Plinko. You've got Wizard of Odd, Wild Ball, Progressive. So there's a lot of different little things that they do, that they play. And she gives you kind of like a breakdown of what's kind of like the most economical way to venture through this, to have a good time and still not spend every penny that you have. So even if you don't like how she set things up, you can kind of mix and match and do it for whatever suits you best. So I think that's incredibly helpful and really nice of her to take the time to do. So yeah, you can just go to the link tree in her bio and get all this information. Now, if you can't make either one of those events that are happening on the East and West Coast in September, never fear. There's more bingo. Okay, so there's going to be another event happening in San Antonio during October. Okay, the actual dates are October 20th through the 22nd. 20th through the 22nd. And this is being sponsored by Bingo with AJ. Okay, so AJ is putting this information out there. They don't have a lot of details at this point, but they definitely want everybody to save the date. So if you have any interest in going down to San Antonio, checking out the Alamo and playing a little bit bingo, keep an eye out for that because that is another thing that's going to be happening. So that's kind of the information that I have right now for what's going on. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm trying to get as many of these in as I can. I don't think as much as some people, but I know certainly more than others. And particularly, like I said, really looking forward to this weekend at Bosco Tech. I feel like I've been waiting years for that. We've known about this for such a long time, and it's just nice that it's finally here. It's nice that it's sold out. It's nice that so many people are excited and coming to participate, you know, and it's just really amazing how supportive this community is and how people are so excited to see one another. And it's like, because these are people that you haven't really talked to individually. These are people that you're communicating with, usually watching them do a live or responding to some of their TikTok videos and everything. So it's just interesting to me how you really develop these incredible relationships with people that you have met through this game. And I love this community. So I'm happy that I'm able to get out there and participate with a lot of other people. But I'm just going to let you give you the heads up right now. They don't call me the broke bingo addict for nothing. So we won't be playing probably as many pool tabs or whatnot as everybody else is. But I still plan on having a really good time. And I plan on winning. So there you go. After I do this one, like I said, the next thing that I'm going to be doing is going down to Vegas for the South Point Extravaganza, which again is really cool. But what's different about that event is that when we're doing all these other ones, they're, you know, obviously people who are local to their bingo halls and stuff, but there's still always like a notable amount of TikTokers too, you know, particularly, like I said, when you do this type of event where it's being called out and people are traveling and whatever. But what's interesting about the South Point event is because it's so large, I mean, it's what, like 2,000 people? You get people from everywhere, and most of them aren't TikTokers. You still see your people and you still communicate, but the vast majority of those people are not TikTokers, and that's what also makes it fun because they get so tickled to see you doing it, and you also get to meet people from all across the country. And a lot of people come from other countries too. Like I said, I've met somebody who came in from Australia. So that's really kind of nice to see. And you get to find out more about bingo in other places, because the one thing I've learned through TikToking and playing at all these different locations, that everybody does it kind of different. You know, that was my big surprise when I went down to Houston last year, when I found out that pool tabs were so, so popular, particularly the horse races. And I don't know why. It's not like people didn't tell me that. 1,000 people told me that they really love their pool tabs, but I just had no idea how prevalent that was. And it's also different from me when I'm not used to really playing with the computers, when they do so many computers. Like Vegas has computers, but you get one computer. You go down to Texas, people have got like 10, 12 computers sitting on their table. And that was just kind of a different experience. So I like that. I like going to South Point and meeting people from, you know, like I said, different places across the country and finding out what they pay. Some people only pay like $5 to play bingo, you know, but there's also the question of what they win. There are also people who say, yeah, they pay $5, but the games only pay, you know, minimal amounts, you know, which is like the Vegas. I love playing in Vegas. And if it wasn't for the fact that they have those amazing jackpots, their games don't pay very much. I think they pay from, what is it, 50 to 150? And it depends on whether they're doing double action or double pay or something like that. But they don't pay that much, especially when you think about how much you paid to play. So it is really interesting that you come to California and you don't pay that much and you get paid substantially much better than you do in Las Vegas. And I think, again, because the pool tabs and everything have generated so much more interest and so much more money coming into the bingo halls, that a lot of places are paying a lot more money. And I, you know, I hear about these places that are having these massive payouts. Somebody mentioned that 40 Martyrs right now has got a end of the night coverall that's paying like $10,000. Okay. Think about that. Your grandmother back in the old days, or whatever, was not getting $10,000 to play bingo. And it's just, I think, a combination of the popularity, not only just because of the game, but the popularity that pool tabs and strips have brought to it, and these tournaments and all these other things, TikTok, so many things have contributed to it, but it just makes it all so much fun. And I'm just so excited that this summer is going to be filled with so many different events and so many opportunities to meet other bingo players. So anyway, that said, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Broke Bingo Addict. I hope this information is helping you. There's going to be a little bit more, but we're going to drift off into some other areas, and I'm looking forward to getting a couple of more interviews happening here. But in the meantime, again, thank you so much for listening. Bye. It's not a game. It's a rich thing.